Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. So, story over the weekend and how badly President Obama's approval ratings have fallen as a result of the disastrous launch of Obamacare. On Friday, when we were talking about his non-apology apology, or as Ron Johnson put it, and I think it's the best analogy yet, what President Obama said in allegedly apologizing to people who are losing their insurance coverage because it doesn't meet ACA muster, saying, well, I'm sorry, and whatever it was he said. Senator Johnson said, that's like telling someone you're sorry their dog died without telling them you ran over it. That's the best one yet. But Americans are catching on nonetheless. His approval ratings are in the basement, approaching George Bush levels after Katrina. And that, by the way, that was the end of the Bush administration. Horribly, I'm not saying the storm itself was handled horribly, but the failure of local government on the ground and the Bush administration unwilling to point that out. Now, I'm not saying FEMA did everything perfectly either. I'm not saying that. But the reality is the gross failures were state and local government in Louisiana. That's what happened there. Yet the media painted it the other way, and Bush never recovered from that. The media is beginning to turn somewhat on President Obama. Now, a listener asked me on Friday, do I think it makes sense to delay Obamacare? Rush Limbaugh on his show on Friday said Republicans would be nuts to do that. Let this thing continue to collapse. That's what I've said from the start. It was Republicans, even including Ted Cruz, when they realized they weren't going to get defund, where they started, well, let's delay this. Let's delay this. What is the benefit in allowing a delay now? Well, here's what you could say, and this is going to get very interesting for Republicans. They see now the harm that Americans are being caused. Should they move to get the administration to delay further implementation, delay these things, or should they just let it happen? If delay simply delays it past the October 2014 election, and then we're saddled with this anyway, what was accomplished by delay? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is why I said let it collapse under its own weight. And those of you who kept saying to me ad nauseum, well, what entitlement once in place was ever getting rid of? But no entitlement has ever done personal harm to those it's supposed to help the way this one has. And we are now learning, and in fact, I read this in the airport in Fargo on Thursday, and I did not get a chance to get to it on Friday. Actually, I read it on Wednesday, I guess. I don't remember. Sometime last week. I read this in USA Today. What has been the thing that we've heard over and over and over? What is the economic underpinning of Obamacare? They have to get these healthy young adults to buy into health insurance, young adults who previously have not been. Now, the belief system is most of these young adults have not been buying into it. Why? Because they couldn't afford it. The reality of that is some of them were making a conscious decision not to buy health insurance. They just simply didn't want to. Under the law, they have to, but it's a penalty that's only imposed if you have a tax refund coming. That's the only way to get it from you. But the belief system was, while we need these strapping, healthy young adults, they have to carry most of the burden because they'll pay in, but they don't use that much health care because they're, for the most part, healthy. They're not like people who get into their, well, 40s, but more my age, quite frankly, 50s, 60s, 70s, who use a lot more health care. Guess what? That might be false. In fact, it appears to be false. In fact, young people may cost a lot more for health care than was ever imagined. mental health bills. The young disproportionately use mental health care. USA Today's Kelly Kennedy. High mental health costs for young adults threaten to undermine a key assumption of the Affordable Care Act, that insuring more young people will lower costs because they're healthier and require less expensive care. The Obama administration estimates that 2.7 million people between the ages of 18 and 30 need to buy health insurance through the federal and state marketplaces to offset the health care needs of older Americans buying insurance as required by the Affordable Care Act. But while those younger Americans may not have physical ailments, they are more likely to have mental health issues that will now be treated the same as physical problems because of the law. An analysis of insurance records of 6.8 million people 18 to 35 by data analysis firm BeyondCorp showed that 18% had been diagnosed with a mental health condition, such as depression or an eating disorder. 18% of that 6.8 million 18 to 35. Treating a young person for depression costs about $7,000, the BeyondCorp study showed, about the same as the cost for treating an older person for high blood pressure. But doctors diagnose twice as many people with depression as for high blood pressure. The bad news is there has been a mental health epidemic. The good news is, if for no reason other than we get mental health out of the shadows, it will be worth it, a doctor they quoted. The company CEO, BeyondCorp CEO, Arijit Sengupta. It will be worth it. He added that catching mental health issues early could save a lot of money in the long run. Now, that might be true. But he also says the administration's hypothesis about younger insurance customers may be false. Healthy older people may be more important. This is a major, major underpinning of Obamacare, that these healthy young people are going to carry the freight. They now have to have insurance. They'll get insurance. They'll pay premiums, which will offset the cost of older, less healthy Americans. Guess what? It appears that in that calculation, the Obama administration and Democrats did not calculate in mental health care costs. 18% of those 18 to 35. Nearly one in five accrue mental health care costs that will have to be covered by this, which screws up that entire equation. Now, this notion that you would get to keep your private market insurance policy, that was a known lie. President Obama knew that was false because that's another one of the economic underpinnings, is to collapse the private insurance market. That's the only way you make these exchanges work. They knew that. They knew that. Now, this they didn't know. This they had no clue about. They didn't factor it in. Now, in terms of how many people are signing up and how many people are losing their insurance, and I'll get back to the mental health thing in just a minute. Those who are losing their insurance and those who are signing up. As you know, I was in North Dakota last week. And there's WDAY is a TV station in North Dakota. They had a story. Before we take calls on the mental health part of it, listen to this.
New information tonight on the number of North Dakotans signing up for health insurance under the state's federally run marketplace. The Insurance Commission says just 30 people have signed up so far. Three insurance companies are doing business in the marketplace: Blue Cross Blue Shield, Medica, and Sanford. Those three companies say more than 35,000 people are or will be losing their existing health insurance because of Obamacare. You get a notice of cancellation or non-renewal, you can contact insurance companies directly or log on to the marketplace website at healthcare.gov once it's working properly. You can also call the marketplace at 1-800-318-2596.
35,000 are losing their coverage. Do you know how many people there are in North Dakota? Just a little over a half a million. And 35,000 are losing their private coverage, and so far 30 have signed. But the mental health aspect of this is something the Obama administration never factored in. Dave in Green Bay. Dave, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning, Jerry. Yeah, I just want to mention, you know, they're counting on all these young people paying in to help the older people, but they're going to all need subsidies to pay their bills after they get out of college and don't have a good income because no one can find jobs right now. I don't know how that's going to work in their calculation.
Well, and that has been talked about, too. Yeah, a lot of those younger, well, this is where the whole thing is a shell game, where the ones that they're counting on, yeah, they too will get subsidized, and that ultimately comes from the taxpayer. Yeah, that's true, Dave. You're absolutely right about that. But what's even worse is if those people do sign up, and I still don't think a lot will, and here's the thing, of those young people who sign up, likely the ones who will sign up are the ones that we just talked about, that they have mental health care needs that they need insurance to pay for. Depression, eating disorders, things that are defined as mental illness or mental health issues. They're going to be more inclined than the rest of the young people to sign up. This is why I said, let it collapse. And again, this is something that the administration apparently did not see coming. This is not part of the shell game. They just whiffed on this. Kurt on the road. Kurt, go ahead.
I hear the frustration in your voice today, Jerry, and I just, to sum it up, I think that the one thing we should always keep in mind is liberalism lacks wisdom.
Yeah, it does. And Kurt, and here's the other thing I would say, and thanks a lot for the call. I agree with what Rush Limbaugh said on Friday. I've been saying it forever. Let it collapse. Delaying right now, and I will say this is a difficult decision, because allowing this just to continue does hurt Americans. My argument at this late date, it's too late. Steve in Menasha. Steve, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I am one of the young people who are not signing up for the health care. My employer cut my health care, and I'm not signing up. I'm in my W-4s, not paying my fine. They can come after me, you can come after me for my tax return.
How old are you, Steve?
31.
You're 31, so you're right. You are right in that sweet spot, that 18 to 35. Yeah, I'm telling you, the worst they can do, here's all you do. And by the way, people think this is a myth, and it isn't. Yeah, you do. You change your withholding so you don't get a tax refund.
Yeah, I'm single. I don't have any kids, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and they can't do a damn thing to you. And by the way, that is not a myth. The only teeth in the enforcement element of this is taking your tax refund. If you don't get one, there is nothing they can do if you do not have insurance. It's 1019.